Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for March 21, 2024, the Off-Channel Communication Edition. We begin with that story from the Wall Street Journal, Risk and Compliance Journal, Dean Seal and David Smangwala reporting that the CFTC has settled with U.S. Bank and Oppenheimer over their employees' use of personal text and messaging apps that violated record-keeping rules in the latest regulatory crackdown on off-channel communications. The derivative regulator said U.S. Bank would pay $6 billion civil penalty and Oppenheimer would pay $1 million, and the two firms admitted to the conduct detailed in the order. In its order, the CFTC said both parties failed to stop employees from using off-channel communications and did not retain those communications as required by CFTC regulations. So, yet two more companies come to grief over their failure of off-channel communications. Next up, an update on the corruption trial in Vietnam, or fraud trial rather, where an individual banker defrauded Vietnamese citizens of $12 billion. It's the largest fraud scandal in Vietnamese history, and many Vietnamese citizens literally lost their entire savings from the fraud that occurred. While the company has been plagued by corruption for decades, the scale of this case literally is beyond the pale. It's damaged the sentiment of not only foreign investors, but also local investors in the Vietnamese stock market. The damage to Vietnam over this cannot really be overstated. So I expect a serious verdict from the trial. Next up from The Lever, a first-time contributor to the Daily Compliance News, which opines that the Supreme Court is getting ready to legalize bribery. Of course, given the people on this court and their propensity to engage in conflicts of interest, that would clearly seem to indicate they are pro-bribery. The Supreme Court's about to hear on an obscure case that could legalize corporations enriching public officials in exchange for lucrative contracts. Even though corruption prosecutions in the U.S. are at a new low, conservative groups are trying to change precedent so they can, what else, engage in bribery and corruption and buy their way out. So we'll have to watch that case. And finally, a U.K. woman was found guilty of laundering Bitcoin in the United Kingdom from a $6.3 billion scheme in China. So more Bitcoin fraud, this time in the United Kingdom, involving allegations of money laundering. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.